Boom, we're live here at Metacreative Labs on Christmas Eve. We wanted to share some really exciting new updates and some visions to 2020, along with a few testimonials from Beating the Backyard 2019. For today, since it's Testimonial Tuesday on our fourth day of the 9 days of Metafestation on our trail to 2020. So in the remaining 5 days, you'll have a special chance for you to get Beating the Backyard 2020 early supporter tickets before anyone else. And thank you for being such an amazing community and beautiful and inspiring people that choose to support us early on when we really, really, really need the help. So check out our website at www.thebackyard.world and click tickets, and we'll see you in the backyard.
Yeah, let's check out some of those testimonials.
Yeah, you want me to, let me play one
and
right here.
And quick shout out to Podtex for providing all of your podcasting needs from your lips to their ears. Let's capture something special together. Dustin Cantor, thank you so much. And he was at Beauty in the Backyard recording a few clips from people at the event. So let's just play a couple. There's a lot, though. We'll just play a few.
Yeah, so I'm going to play just one right now. This one is from the Kinetic Spinners, a couple of our performing artists. So, yeah, tune on in. 1 second here.
You know that feeling in your backyard where you can just let loose, express yourself? Well, imagine taking that from your private abode to this wonderful festival ground with all these other loving people.
This is our second year back at Beauty in the Backyard, and we love performing here. Everyone just works together to heal and just make the best show that we can possibly make together.
Wow. Almost brings, yeah, little tears to my eyes, honestly.
That was the first time I heard the full clip.
Yeah, you could hear the radios in the background going. So before we share a couple of our, or one other testimonial, we want to share with you guys the upcoming events we have, specifically New Year's Eve. So we have signed on with a collaboration with Void Life Productions, who are run by the members of the Humble Eye Band and The Void in College Park, the creative music like venue that we hosted Avocados Anonymous for a Trail to the Backyard pre-party. So December 31st is a New Year's Eve speakeasy bash at Milk Boy Art House from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. They'll be having a champagne toast, an intention-setting ceremony. I think Shaw's got a couple of performing artists he might be bringing as well.
Some collaborative art down there.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to be, you know, metifying the experience as much as possible. So make sure to join Shaw, Corey, and Zach, who will be the Metamakers on site.
Yeah, and great live music, Natalie Brooke.
Absolutely, who used to be in Of Tomorrow, but has now moved on to her own project, yeah. Which I hear is awesome.
And super secret potential late night set by Shrub Squad. She already knows.
It always ends up being a super secret late night set by then. So yeah, Zach and Corey. And you know, you won't want to miss, yeah, Humbleya and the whole crew.
Also, before we continue, I forgot to say thank you to our other sponsor, Creative Labs, here in Baltimore. That's where we are right now. We have a new studio, office, collaborative workspace here. So grateful and blessed to be here. The most colorful place for artists in Baltimore. To rent a studio, reach out to Creative Labs on Facebook or Instagram at The Labs Bmore. It's just an amazing space, a great community of artists and builders. So really, really stoked. And we're going to have some amazing events coming up soon. We don't want to give everything away, reveal everything just yet, but mark your calendars for 111, January 11th, 2020, Cosmic Convergence. We're calling this 2020 Vision, excuse me, an intentional metacreative activation at Creative Labs here in Baltimore, including everything you know and love about our experiences with intention setting and powerful manifestation energy. We'll have the dome set
or
up with
manifestation
visuals.
Energy
manifestation, baby.
That's what it's about.
I mean, just if it's like, it's a mini festival, honestly. It has everything. It's got food, it's got,
yeah, yep.
I mean, I can't even go down the list, but you already know if you've been to our events before. It's you already know. If you haven't, then it's like a mix between Burning Man and Electric Forest with hints of Baltimore Art DIY.
Absolutely. And one more note on the Creative Lab studio spaces. They have three studios left. There's a couple different prices. I think there's 150, 200, and a 300 a month spot. So feel free to reach out to that Instagram that Davis just dropped. And, you know, these are some really, really unique spaces that are going quickly. And the advantage is you get to be here in a space collaborating with each other and bouncing ideas off each other and helping them, sharing tools. Yep. It's, you know, so essential to be working on these creative projects together because we've all had, you know, learned these lessons and like want to help each other. So please, you know, those three lucky people are going to be, you know, great additions to the spot.
Yeah, and if you're watching the video right now, we're actually recording this video and we'll be posting it for the first time. You can see our nice big table in our new space.
It's room for you, you know, room for you and your friends and, you know, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, Mary's blessed us with the sound. Whenever she's not even here and she's blessing us with sound.
Yes, and yeah, if you want to, if you're feeling productive, if you want to build something, you want to be a part of an artistic community here in Baltimore, Creative Labs is the place to be.
Creative Labs is the place to be. Okay, so let's jump on into a another podcast. Sorry, another testimonial. Excuse me, from Testimonial Tuesday.
Who's this one?
I am actually not sure who this one is. This is an un.
We'll have to ID if you're listening. Please help us.
Please, if you're listening, exactly. But yeah, it's a great little one.
All right, so 1 to 2 minutes of Beauty in the Backyard. Beauty in the Backyard is an amazing place with a bunch of amazing people, and I don't really go to much festivals because I don't, you know, trying to spend the money on it and whatnot, but I play this festival because my buddy was the one who started it, and I come here every year, and it feels like home, and everybody is so kind, and it makes me feel free to be here, and I love it, and I don't want to ever leave. And I'm going to come back next year and the year after that and the year after that until it stops. And it probably won't because it's so amazing. And more people are going to come every year and they have to make it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's great. And I just got a tattoo from some girl and I told her a little bit about my life and then she gave me a tattoo. And it's amazing. It's one of my favorite tattoos.
Dude.
And I love you.
Oh, that's Nathaniel Price. I love you so much, brother.
Wow, Nathaniel, thank you so much. And
Nathaniel has performed twice now as part of the New Working Men. If you saw them at the Pavilion, they were at the amphitheater last year, and then they upgraded. They got better. They sound so good, and they were on the Pavilion stage, and I actually was there for that set. I got a little video on my phone. But anyway...
Wow, maybe we can like link that video in to the video. We'll see. We're getting better at editing and content creating, so thank you for going on this journey with us. We started the podcast last year and recorded 18 episodes. How many?
Almost 30.
Almost 30 episodes. Yeah, I mean, Davis really sparked an awesome little, you know, podcasting movement with us, and grateful to him for, you know, starting that while I was in New Zealand. You know, and a year ago I was in New Zealand. I didn't have a winter in DC. It feels good to be here and creating. And I've just been blown away by the, you know, the direction that Meta has gone, you know, in the last 3 years. And it's crazy. But, you know, another exciting announcement. I'll be heading out to CES in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show, with RealMax. RealMax, I've got the AR glasses right here. Davis is a little scared of the AR glasses. You know, he's not sure what the future holds, but it's going to be crazy. We are, it's going to be, you know, transformative, I think. You know, these glasses are going to change experiences a little bit. They're going to add to them. They're going to, you know, we'll see. I think it's all an experiment. You know, if this is something that, you know, we don't like and things that we don't feel are for our community, you know, we won't bring it. But,
I do like the design aspects. Like
right.
Draw and make architecture and design things. I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of capabilities with technology. You know, there's all different sides to it. So, but we want your feedback. We want your involvement. We want your participation. So just reach out to us. You know.
Absolutely.
I think the last
thing would be the Mighty Networks. If you want to talk about that.
So make your MetaMakers profile now. Before January 1st, okay, we're going to be activating a subscription to gain access to our network and exclusive events and opportunities by becoming an official member of Meta Creative. So go to our website, metacreative.world, and click sign up or log in and make your MetaMakers profile. If you've already done that, you know the value that is there. Please continue to keep inviting your friends. And if you haven't, you'll have to do it soon or else it's going to cost a small fee. We're very reasonable. So anyway, go check it out, metacreative.world. And we wanted to keep this short and sweet, straight to the point, most important updates. So thanks for listening. And we'll try to get back on the podcasting train.
We will get back on there. There's no trying. This is like the pre-episode to season two. So yes. Keep an eye out. You know, this is, again, thank you for Dustin for lending this podcasting equipment. You know, it makes it really cool. You're listening to Ram Dass in the background right now. Rest in peace, Ram Dass. Was a great visionary leader and speaker and writer. You know, I still haven't read Be Here Now, but I mean, I see that book in literally every one of my friends' rooms. Have you read it? Like,
I've read pages. It's a book that you can kind of just open to a random page a lot of wisdom just from one page and put the book away until the next time you open it.
Do you own it?
I don't own it. I have a few friends that have the book.
It'd be really cool to get it here in the labs. And yeah, you can have like
If you have it, we have a new community lending library.
Yeah, very cool.
Honestly, just come to Creative Labs and see this space. It's been transforming a lot, and magic is happening. That's
right,
for sure.
Right, exactly.
And I just wanted to end with our mission statement. I think it's important to remind ourselves and everyone. Our mission at Meta Creative is to connect and inspire a meta-driven community to live more sustainably through these transformational experiences that we're creating. If you don't know what meta means, it's actually pronounced meda, but we just say meta, and it means loving kindness, benevolence, goodness. And so that's our goal, that's our mission, and we're definitely... I guess setting a trend for nightlife and events, and it's a blessing to go on this journey with all of you. So thank you so much.
Love to the earth and love to yourself as well as to the community around you.
Yep. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Talk soon.